Good Sunday morning, everyone. It is 3 minutes past the hour of 4 a.m. on Sunday, Mother's Day, May the 12th, 2018. And I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Here virtually every Sunday from about 4 until 5 a.m. talking sports. Love to get you involved in sports conversation. To do that, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game. As far as the world of sports is concerned, love to hear your perspective on what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. That number again, 1-855-915-WMFO. If you like numbers, 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back. Okay, 10 minutes past the hour of 4 a.m. here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. 91.5 on your FM dial, streaming live on the internet, WMFO.org, multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5FM.org. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, May the 6th, 2000, Mother's Day edition. Is it May the 6th or May the 12th? Okay, May the 13th. Okay, I'll get it together. Sunday, May the 13th. Second Sunday in the month of May, Mother's Day. Okay, let's get into the Major League Baseball scores before I do anything else wrong here. Okay, yesterday in the Major Leagues, American League, Yankees 7 in the A's 6. That game went 11 innings. The Orioles 6 and the Rays 3. That was the first game of a doubleheader. In the second game of that doubleheader, the Rays 10 and the Orioles 3. Red Sox 5 and the Blue Jays 2. Cleveland 6 and the Royals 2. The Tigers 4 and the Mariners 3. That was the first game of a doubleheader. In the second game, the Mariners 10 and the Tigers 5. Astros 6 and the Rangers 1. And the Twins 5 and the Angels 3. And that game went 12 innings. Over in the senior circuit, the Nationals 2 and the Diamondbacks 1. Pirates 6 and the Giants 5. Braves 10 and the Marlins 5. Rockies 4 and the Brewers zip. The Padres 2 and the Cardinals 1. That game went 13 innings. And the Reds 5 and the Dodgers 3. And the Mets and the Phillies were postponed because of rain and other nasty weather out there in Philadelphia. In an interleague game, the Cubbies defeated the White Sox 8-4 in the Chicago rivalry. Okay, In that Red Sox game, Mookie Betts went 3-for-5, scored 2 runs. He's hitting .356 on the season. And if I'm not mistaken, he's leading the major leagues in batting. Let me make a quick check here. I do believe. At least he's leading the American League anyway, I'm sure of that. Andrew Benintendi went 3-for-5, scored a run with 2 RBIs. He's hitting .255. Hanley Ramirez went 1-for-5, scored a run, 2 RBIs, hitting .286. Got his 6th home run of the year. J.D. Martinez went 0-for-3 with a walk. He's hitting .336. Xander Bogaerts went 1-for-4, scored a run. He's hitting .323. Rafael Devers went 2-for-4 with an RBI. He's hitting .264. Nunez went 1-for-4. He's hitting .239. Jackie Bradley Jr. went 0-for-4. He's hitting .167. Christian Vasquez went 1-for-4. He's hitting .186. David Price went 5 2/3 innings. Gave up 5 hits, 2 runs, both of them earned. 3 walks, 6 Ks. His ERA is down to 4.89, and he got the win. So I guess he's over that carpal tunnel syndrome, okay? Smith went 2/3 of an inning, struck out 1. His ERA is 3.38. Velazquez went 1 inning, gave up a hit. He's got a 2.28 ERA. Cal Kelly went 1-for-1, 1 inning, gave up 1 hit, struck out 3. He has a 2.45 ERA. And Kimbrel came in, pitched an inning, struck out 2. 2.08 is his ERA, and he got his 11th save of the season. So the Red Sox and Yankees are still tied for first place, 27-12. Toronto is 6.5 games back, followed by Tampa Bay and Baltimore. In the Central Division, Cleveland is in first place, and they won yesterday. That makes them 19-19 on the season, followed by Minnesota, Detroit, Kansas City, and Chicago. Out west is the LA Angels. And what did they do? They lost yesterday. I think that makes them 24-15. And Houston is right there on their tail. Matter of fact, Houston went ahead of them. They are 25-16. Followed by Seattle, who's having a great year. The Mariners split their doubleheader. They are 22-16. And Oakland and Texas bring up the rear. Over the National League, Atlanta. How about that? Atlanta is in first place. And the Braves won yesterday also. They're 23-15. Followed by Philadelphia. Ooh, the process is working. Not only on the basketball court, but on the baseball field as well. Hey, and world champion Super Bowl Philadelphia Eagles. I'm proclaiming Boston as the sports capital of the world, but I got to rethink that now that I consider. And also Villanova won the NCAA men's championship. So there you go. Okay, Philly, we'll give you it until we knock you off some more. We beat up on the 76ers, so we'll see what happens here as the rest of the season goes on. Let's see. What else? Who else? Philadelphia, Washington, New York, and Miami round out the rest of the National League East. In the Central Division, the St. Louis Cardinals, they lost yesterday, making them 22-15, followed by Milwaukee. Hey, the down teams are coming back. It's good. That's good. Get some new faces in there. Pittsburgh is in third place after a horrendous season last year. Then there's the Chicago Cubbies. 2 years after their championship run. And they're hanging in there after a poor year last year. But, hey, you can win them all. And I guess, you know, they were partying all all winter. And Cincinnati brings up the rear. Out west, it's Arizona. Torey Lovullo. Come on, Torey, baby. Keep up the good work. And the Diamondbacks lost yesterday. 25-14, followed by Colorado, San Francisco, the LA Dodgers, and the San Diego Padres. So, there you go. 418 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts. It's 91.5 on your FM dial. It's on the internet also, streaming live at WMFO.org, and we multicast on iTunes.com radio and YouTube, and you can download the WMFO mobile app. 91.5 FM.org. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 until 5 a.m. Love to get you involved in sports conversation. To do that, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back. We'll be right back.
1 plus 1 is 2. 2 plus 2 is 4. And if the yolk's still a little runny, that's what you call fried over easy. Always talk quietly in the library. And that's how you give a Zerbert. Some people have innies, some people have outies. Here's the church, here's the steeple. Open the doors and see all the people.
If you're gonna be 2 hours late, pick up the phone and call!
Remember, you're always teaching. Teach carefully. React with rage and kids will learn it's okay to do the same. Keep your cool and kids will do likewise. For a few quick pointers, visit actagainstviolence.org or call 877-ACT-WISE for a free brochure.
Eat ice cream too fast and you'll get a brain freeze.
Brought to you by MetLife Foundation, the American Psychological Association, and the Ad Council.
And also by your friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. 424 is the Brown Perspective on Sports time. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 until 5 a.m. to get involved in the sports conversation. You need to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game. As far as the world of sports is concerned, I'd love to hear your perspective on what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. National Hockey League! They are in the conference finals as well. Yesterday, the Jets, Winnipeg Jets 4, the Golden Knights of Vegas 2. And the Jets lead that series 1-0. But the Golden Knights, you got to take your hat. You got to take your hats off to them because they're an expansion team. I cannot remember an expansion team being so successful in their first year. Maybe it's happened in, I can't think of it in any, well, they don't have too many expansion teams in other sports. But the Golden Knights have been sensational. Either that, well, I guess it's, you know, they've been sensational. You figure the other teams can hold back their best players. So the Golden Knights had to pick from the also-rans, you would say, from the other teams in the league. And they won their division, and they're in the playoffs. You know, the conference finals of the playoffs. Hey, we can't ask for more than that. They lost the first game, of course, but hey, who expected them to get this far? Nobody. At least not I. But anyway, and I don't follow hockey that closely, but they kept my attention all year because of the just the way they played and their winning season. The Capitals, not last night, but they won their first game over the Lightning, who dispatched the Bruins after losing the first game at home. And they won the next 4 in a row. Because that was, not anticipated. But the Capitals, they got past the Penguins, who had been their nightmare team all their career, I guess. Where they came to the playoffs. And, the Capitals defeat the Lightning on Friday night 4-2. And they lead that series 1-0 as well. Okay, let's go to the National Basketball Association. Woo. Today, the Cavaliers come into Boston to meet up with our own Boston Celtics on a 3:30 afternoon game. And should be exciting. And then on Monday night, the Warriors play the Rockets. Or maybe I should take my throw my hat in the ring and take the picks. I'm rooting for the Golden Knights to come back and win that series over the Winnipeg Jets. And the way the Lightning played against the Bruins, I'm rooting for the Lightning. But the Capitals probably are the favorites. I haven't seen any odds. They've probably been out there, but I just haven't looked. I'm sure the Cavaliers are favored over the Celtics. I'm going Boston all the way. In the other series, Warriors against the Rockets, I'm going to stay with the champions, Warriors, even though the Rockets have home court advantage. And In the Cavaliers-Celtics game, you know, LeBron James has been extraordinarily good. What can I say? Extraordinarily good in the playoffs. He didn't have a bad season either. But the fact that they practically changed the entire team one third of the way into the season, shows you just how good a player he is. But they had their hands full with the Indianapolis Pacers. And even though Indiana, to me, is nowhere near as good as the Celtics, when the Celtics are at full strength, I think the Celtics, you know, even as beat up as they are, and that's why, you know, I'm so surprised that none of the other NBA coaches would even give Brad Stevens one vote for all he's done. And, you know, with all the injuries, I mean, you lose potentially a second best player 5 minutes into the first game, and he's out for the rest of the year. And then as the season goes on, we've had Kyrie Irving out with what did he have? He had other problems before he had the knee situation, and now he's out for the rest of the season with that second knee surgery. Theis was playing really well, and he's gone down with knee injury for the rest of the year as well. And Marcus Smart had spent some time punching out picture frames in his hotel room. And then ligaments torn in his thumb and his shooting hand. And hey, we're in there. We're in the conference final. This is probably, I don't know, a better team than we were, just with the people who are healthy, than we were last year going to the conference finals. So the fact that we lost last year, this is an entirely different team. And I mean, I'm just, my mouth is open at the way Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum have played. Terry Rozier, you know, scary Terry, has been outstanding. And everybody who was on Al Horford's case, be making all this money and not putting up sensational numbers, he's not a numbers guy. He's a team player. And he does whatever it takes to get the team, you know, to where they want to be. That's winning at the end of the game. And that's why people who dispute me saying that Bill Russell, the best player in the history of the NBA, they're just looking at numbers. You know, Bill Russell didn't have to score 100,000 points. the fact that he dominated and has 11 rings in 13 years. What, two NCAA championships and a Olympic championship, even when they were just using college players only. Yeah, Bill Russell, player, coach, a couple of final seasons, and probably if he knew how good Dave Collins was going to be, he probably would have hung around, even though Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, you know, had come into the league. Hey, Bill Russell has exceeded anything that Michael Jordan or anybody else, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Magic Johnson, Larry Bird, Julius Irving, you name the top players, Jerry West. Hey, Bill Russell exceeded them all. And the fact that he played against giants, like at 6'9 and a quarter, he played against Wilt Chamberlain at 7'1", Nate Thurman, 6'11". Tremendous other athletes, and he dominated them all. Case closed. But getting back to this year's Celtics team, let's go back to the Bruins, really. Matter of fact, let's take a break. And then we'll get back to them a little bit later. 4:33 here on WMN4 with Metro. Did I give you the weather? I didn't give you the weather. Let me check to see what the weather is outside our studio. How did I get on that page? Okay, 48 kind of drizzly, rainy degrees outside our studio. Supposed to stay around that temp way for the most of Mother's Day. So it's not a great day for outdoor activities here in the Boston, greater Boston area. But we'll celebrate with Mom indoors today. How about that? Okay, 4:34 here on WMN4 in Medford. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, and it's the Sunday, May the 13th. I'll get it correct. May the 13th, 2018 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. I shall return.
Dave Moore, you don't know me. My name is Dennis Velez, and you're a mentor to Mark Stewart, a student in my math class. And Dave, I just wanted you to know you're doing something right. Mark has changed. He seems focused. He has goals. I may be his math teacher, Dave, but you have taught him that he counts.
Do good. Mentor a child. Call Save the Children at 1-877-BE-A-MENTOR.
Message brought to you by Save the Children U.S. and the Ad Council.
And also by your friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. 4:39 is the Brown Perspective on Sports time. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 until 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you just have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game. As far as the world of sports is concerned, love to hear your perspective on what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. Okay, talking Bruins and Celtics. The promising Bruins playoff series ended abruptly after winning the first game in the second round. Perhaps we can look forward to continued improvement from the young guys next season. They added a whole bunch of young players, I think at least a half a dozen young players, and they all contributed in one way or another. And so, I'm not that really hockey expert, as some of the people on television, radio, and whatnot would claim to be. To be truthful, I was kind of surprised after, maybe they left it all on the ice during the Maple Leaf series. But they got off to that great start in the first game at Tampa. And so I was looking for them to, move right through there into the conference finals. Didn't happen. And the way the Lightning sort of like dominated after that first game was even more surprising. But hey, maybe a lot of the younger players just, pooped out. They hadn't gone through anything like this before. And we can expect improvement from them next year. Cassidy certainly did a great job of coaching, as far as I'm concerned. And so maybe adding a key free agent or two, or another key young player in the draft or coming up through their minor league system is all they need to move on a little further. And hopefully the veteran players, the Krejcis and the Charas and the Bergerons and the Marchands, will stop licking faces and just play hockey. So, but adding, some players here and there, and like I said, I don't know. Leave that all into the experts' hands. It wouldn't hurt. And so maybe they just need a little more depth on their bench. Maintain their speed. It seems that they increased their speed. A couple of years ago, I said, in the watching the playoffs, I said, the Bruins just, weren't keeping up with the other teams they were playing. But that was not an issue, it doesn't seem like, this year. And the goaltending wasn't that bad. So we'll see where they go. But with all that said, it makes the Celtics' continued progress through the conference finals with all of their injuries to key players all the more remarkable. The Bruins and the Celtics had mirror seasons as far as the season was concerned, because they had a lot of changes. Celtics brought back three players from last year's team that won 53 games. But then, the injury bug, more than the injury bug, the injury monster popped up, and guys kept falling down and getting out of it. And, hey, they were just horrendous. So Brad Stevens deserves to be Coach of the Year, regardless of what the other coaches think by their ridiculous voting. But maybe since Dwayne Casey, who was voted Coach of the Year up there in Toronto, got fired a few days later, maybe you don't want to be Coach of the Year. But I'm certain that Brad Stevens' job is not in any jeopardy whatsoever. And you got to give Perhaps Danny Ainge, not perhaps, deserves the Executive of the Year award as well for just plugging in players, young players, and players from other ball clubs. Like, I never heard of Aaron Baines until he came to the Celtics. Backup center for Detroit Pistons, but I never heard of him. But there you go. I still, if I'm going to criticize Brad Stevens, and I can't really effectively, but I would think that Greg Monroe should deserve some more playing time than what he's getting. I can't understand why he hadn't been playing. The game that he did get in, game two, I guess it was, game three against Philadelphia, you know, he did exceptionally well for the few minutes he played. And another body to throw out there at Embiid, I thought, wouldn't hurt. But anyway, how can I complain? Also, I thought that Danny Ainge should have bit the bullet, paid the extra money, and signed Jabari Bird so he could have to a full contract, so he could have been available. And now that Shane Larkin is out for who knows how many games, and who knows what kind of condition he's going to be in if he does come back during this Cavaliers series. Jabari Bird certainly wouldn't have hurt. He's not a point guard per se. Small forward shooting guard, but I think it's 6'5 or 6'6. He outplayed Abdel Nader in the summer league, in the preseason. And near the end of the, he was out. He did have that back spasm thing that kept him out of most of the G League season. But when he did come back, showed he was healthy and got points and played defense and probably could play a little point if necessary. But anyway, they didn't do that. So now we're down to the bare bones. And I'm not coming back. I don't care how much money you offer me. I know my limitations. Just getting out of bed in the morning is enough for me. But anyway, like I said, how can you not pick how can you pick against the Celtics after the way they've been playing thus far? You know, they've gone above and beyond. And if you're looking for, you know, after we're talking about the Bruins, hopefully, and young guys improving. If the Celtics, young guys, improve more from this year to next year, we're talking dynasty here. Really. I don't know who we can get in the draft, but we've got our own draft pick, I do believe, and we have Philadelphia's draft pick, which will be the Lakers' pick, or this year, depending upon where it falls, or we can, you know, waive that pick and we can take Sacramento's pick next year. And Sacramento's pick is probably the one we want, because really this year is, you know, we really don't even need any players if everybody comes back healthy for next season. So, like I said, Danny Ainge, Executive of the Year, Brad Stevens, Coach of the Year, Celtics, the Team of the Year, really. 4:47 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial, on the internet, www.wmfo.org. We're multicasting in iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube, and you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5 FM.org. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. On this Sunday, Mother's Day, May the 13th, 2018 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. to get involved in the sports conversation. You just have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back.
There's a silent epidemic affecting approximately 4 million Americans. Hepatitis C, a blood-borne disease that infects the liver, often goes undetected since people with the disease can feel and appear perfectly healthy. Less than 30% of all cases are diagnosed. I'm Congressman Jesse Jackson, Jr. You may not know if you're infected with hepatitis C, transmitted primarily through direct exposure to infected blood, perhaps by a needle or even through piercings or tattoos. Others at risk may include people who have had blood transfusions prior to 1992. Symptoms are most commonly fatigue and depression. Liver failure and even death may occur in 20% of chronic cases. There is no vaccine available, but there are treatments effective in over half of the patients treated. African Americans have the highest prevalent rates for hepatitis C among all racial and ethnic groups in the United States. While treatment has been a challenge within this population, it's important to get the facts and understand how this illness works. For more information, contact the American Liver Foundation at 800-GO-LIVER or at liverfoundation.org.
And the message brought to you by friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. 4:53 is the Brown Perspective on Sports time. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 until 5 a.m. to get involved in the sports conversation. You have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Okay, Justify, who won in the mud at the Kentucky Derby a week ago, is going to run in the Preakness and probably is going to run in the Belmont Stakes as well if he wins that. And the way he ran in the mud, I would assume that unless something drastic happens, that he's going to be available for both of those races as well, and probably going to be the prohibitive favorite. Webb Simpson is leading in the Players' Championship. He's 19 under. Lee is 12 under. Johnson is 10 under. Duffner and Walker and a few others are 9 under. And Tiger Woods tied for 9th place. He's 8 under, but 11 strokes behind Simpson, who looks like he's going to, barring a catastrophe, he's going to win it going away. What else? Red Sox. I'm saying, we talked about the Red Sox. They won early year. I mentioned their game. They won over the... over the Blue Jays. 5-2. I think Red Sox should get Swihart some time behind the plate and in the outfield, especially with Jackie Bradley Jr. hitting minuscule at 167 and the catchers aren't hitting much better, Vasquez and Leon. And I would say get Swihart in there. If it's a close game, you can yank him in around the 6th or 7th inning and get the, you keep the other guys active and whatnot. But I think giving him playing time there and in the outfield as well. I would play him in left occasionally. They've been playing Mookie Betts in center, and we can move Mookie back to right and put Benintendi in center and see what Swihart can do. You got a switch hitting guy who's athletic, and he may be able to hit, a lot better than the guys that are there. And if he has some problems defensively, we're living with Rafael Devers and his defense. We're living with Nunez, who may be replaced very shortly by Dustin Pedroia, who I understand is going to Pawtucket for rehab work. And I don't see why we can't give Swihart some meaningful time. Pedroia's return may mean that a Hembry might get sent down from the bullpen. We'll go maybe a pitcher short, depending on how it looks. Now that Brock Holt is back, Zui Lin has been sent down. And we don't have too many other players that we can send down. So it has to be maybe a pitcher short. I'm going to see how that works out. And the pitching staff is going to be bolstered probably even more when Wright and Thornburg, who seems to be on their way back, make the big club. So the pitching looks extremely good, and I